Hymn number 34 in the red hymnals. Number 34.
your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4.
When you find that, stand with me, and we'll read this tonight. Revelation chapter 4. I think we probably have various translations, so follow the best you can, and I'll read this chapter as we continue and consider this precious Savior. After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. Before the throne were burning 7 torches of fire, which are the 7 spirits of God, and before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that you would give us a glimpse of our Savior. Lord, open our eyes and hearts that we might see. We would recognize your glory, Lord, that we would recognize your worth. Lord, this is an awesome moment that we can come and gather in your name, that you call us into your presence. Glorious King, the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and forever, the one who has conquered death, his precious Lamb of God. Lord, tonight we have come to worship. Lord, we pray that you would expand in our mind, in our hearts, in our understanding, in our experience, Lord. That we would know you in your majesty, in your glory, in your splendor. And Lord, that with adoring hearts, we would worship you. Lord, free us. Fill us with your Spirit as we start at the beginning of this week, that you are seeking those again today, tonight. You are seeking those that would worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, come and empower us that we might be pleasing worshipers to you this night. Lord, be honored, be exalted in this place. Blessed be your name. Now let's worship this Lamb that is worthy. Jesus, we adore you. We magnify you, O God.
Jesus, you are glorious. Lord, you are glorious. Precious Savior, precious Savior. Hallelujah, precious Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus, there is no one
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we magnify you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
holy, holy, Jesus, hallelujah. Unto him who
hymnals. Number 14, sing that song.
In the presence of
Let's worship Him tonight. There's worthy Savior unto Him.
The Lord calls us to love Him more, to get closer to Him. It should be reflected too in our lives by how we love one another. Our sister was saying something about loving those children, letting Christ be seen through her and His love through her flowing to them. And that matter of loving others is really where the rubber meets the road. That's really so important. One time when I was in New Jersey, the Lord led me into that prayer of praying over the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. And it just came to my heart, I need to pray over that for about a month. And so I took the month and I started praying every day. I don't remember how much time I spent on it, but I was praying every day, Lord, make me this way. You know, just going step by step, verse by verse, trying to measure myself and really was going to get this right. And when I got to the end of the month, I said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go ahead to the next thing. But I was in a service in Elizabeth, and Brother Bob Collis was preaching, and in the middle of his sermon, he stops, and he says, you may have prayed over love for a month, but you still need to keep praying. And I said, well, I guess you never really have to stop praying about this. This is something you have to deal with all your life. And there's different situations that come in our lives at different times and different stages of our lives that you deal with people, circumstances that are trying, but are we going to have the love of God? Are we going to reach out to people in the love of God? It's a sad thing when a person carries in their hearts unforgiveness or resentment, bitterness towards people. That'll destroy you. But to have the love of God, and the Bible says, how can we love a God that we have not seen and not love our brother whom we have seen? And it's really something awesome to think about. You know, I say I love God. I love you, Jesus. It's easy for me to say, I love you, Jesus. And as far back as I can remember, even as a little child, I always had a love for the Lord. He must have put that in there at a very, very, very young age. But, and it's easy to say, I love you, Jesus. But to say that to everybody, can we say that? Are there people that we have a hard time to just look at them or to even want to be around them? And so may God help us to have the real love of God toward everyone and not to pretend at this thing, because it's easy to put on a show of religiosity and not really have the goods. Not really have the goods. And not have that love which is patient and kind, not envious, not proud, but gentle and meek, seeks not its own way. Oh, God, help me. I want to have that genuine love. I want to have that love of Jesus. You know, and there are people that I was talking to the brother here this afternoon about a situation where a man in Mexico was going to attack me with a machete. And I was walking down this dirt road, and he saw me coming. He was with some other men. They were drinking. And he gets up and he grabs his machete and starts putting an edge on it, on a rock. And I said, "Oh, Jesus, I don't know if this is it, but Lord, I commit my life to you." I said, "Father, just have your way. Just take care of my boys." But I didn't feel any fear. I just kept walking. And somebody distracted him and talked to him behind him, a man coming up the road behind where this man was standing. And it turned out it was somebody I had met before. But long story short, every time I saw that man after that, when I found out what his intentions were, I prayed, "Lord, let me have an opportunity to tell him about your love. Just let me have an opportunity to tell him about Jesus." And month went by, another month, and I'd see him in town, but I was always on a rush going somewhere. And finally, after 2 years, we had a situation where he came onto the property of the ranch in Mexico. And they were bringing a water delivery. And there he was. Now he was on my turf. And I was able to just go over to him, put my arm around his shoulder and say, "Hey, do you know Jesus loves you? And I love you too." And to tell him about what Christ did for us on the cross, he just dropped his head. I said, "Thank you, brother. Thank you." And I thought, well, God answered a prayer. But it's not easy. It's not always an easy thing. And that's where we have to deny ourselves and just forget about ourselves and reach out to somebody else and ask God, "Lord," and say to God, like Corrie ten Boom said, "I can't do it, but Lord, you can love them through me. You love them through me, Lord. Oh God, you love that person through me." And may God help us as we're loving Jesus and getting close to him and telling him how much we love him. Let's love one another. Let's reach out to other people. Other people are hurting. They have needs. They have burdens. And we could just be concerned about our own little burden. But sometimes the way to get over our little burden is by taking somebody else's burden on us. And so may God help us to really love him and to love one another.
Sing hymn number 321 in our red hymnals, 321.
Higher.
Some of you have met Brother Tom Kyneth. If you've been here through the week and you've maybe from a distance, or some of you met him a little more intimately this week. Some of you remember him from years past. Brother Tom Kyneth is my cousin, and that would be my mom and his mom are sisters. And his wife, Kim, is here as well. And so you may have met them, but they pastor a church in Wayne, New Jersey, not far from where we are, and have been in ministry for many years as well. And so they are here to be blessed this week, and then I asked him if he would bless us, and he's going to minister to us. Now, some of you remember a story I told on Saturday night, the first night we came in. Remember my window washing story in that church? That I was there with another pastor. Well, this is the other pastor that was there and had a little bit more drive. I'll share the story. You probably don't even remember it. It was an impacting moment for me, and you were just going about normal business, but God was dealing with my heart in a window washing moment at church. And so I'll fill you in later on that one. So this is the other part of that story, and he's going to share with us tonight. So thank you, Brother Tom. Let's open our hearts to the Lord.
Thank you, Brother John.